Hey there, welcome to the Movies Podcast. My name is Jose Carlos Flores Staffinder, and I'm going to be talking about The Maze Runner, comparisons about the movie and the book. I'm going to start with the characters, the maze, and the story plot, where this compares the movie in the book, as I mentioned before. Okay, I'm gonna start with the Maze Runner's book. First, in the book, Dr. Ava Page does not appear physically in the book. They never knew who she was. She was only appeared on emails or memoramic things. So, in the book, the runners and the people who lived in the village, they did not know or knew who was Dr. Ava Page. They never saw her face or see who she was. The only way they knew about her, it was by emails. Teresa in the book, she appeared half of the book in coma and turned up to be the leader of a different group. So when she went up to the maze, she was already in coma. She wasn't alive, I can say. Well, she was alive, but she wasn't constant about what was happening. Also in the book, when the door stayed open, the creatures only took one by one a child at a time. So when the doors were supposed to close, and they did not, so the creatures went into the village and they took the civilization of people who was living there, but they only took one by one, as in the book, in the movie I mean. It was a complete disaster. In the book also, Tom and Teresa could communicate telepathic, while in the movie they could not. Also in the book, Thomas figured out the maps from different sections, that if they are laid out on top of each other, they spell out a single letter which gives clue where the exit is located. So, which means when the runners went to the maze to try to find the exit, he found maps and he noticed that if he lays the maps of each sector on top of them, it'll spell a word, which what that word will tell him where the exit was located. Not exactly, but it's a clue. In conclusion of the book, Thomas arrives in a Glendale in the center where the village is located. Like the other people dumped there before him, he has no memory of his previous life. Thomas quickly becomes part of the group and demonstrates a unique perspective that scores him into a promotion to runner status. He and Teresa tried to convince the others that there is a way out of a maze. Okay, so here comes the movie. Dr. Ava Page actually appears physically in the movie. The runners saw who was the masterpiece in and knew who created the maze. Unlike in the book, she never appeared. Then, Teresa in the movie, she did not appear in coma. She had a place in the village where she did not want to talk to anyone, and she threw stuff to them. She was scared So she was on a village. It was kind of a house, but it was a two-story house. So anyone who tried to come up, she'll throw stuff to them so they wouldn't. Also, in the movie, when it was midnight and the doors were supposed to close, they didn't. And the creatures did a disaster, killing the whole village and leaving them with no home and everything ruined. Everything in the village was ruined because of the creatures. They went and they started killing everyone. Every human that they saw, well, they killed them. The houses, the food, everything was destroyed by them. Also in the movie, Thomas knows about the maze locations because in the walls there were numbers which separated each district. So when the runners went to the maze, each district was separated by numbers. So they'll say, this is district number 2, number 7, number 4. And they will know where they were. Unlike in the book, it was by maps. And it's completely different. Also, in the movie, Thomas wakes up in the center of the maze with no memory of his past, where he earned to be a runner with two other guys, where every day they would run into the maze and figure out a way to find the exit. I especially liked a whole more the movie, because in the movie it's way more fun as in the book. It's just like they added stuff and it wasn't as fun as on the movie. The movie, it's a lot of action and you never get bored. You're always keeping attention to what's happening and you never get distracted. So I really recommend more the movie than the book.